But I want to wrap up with my last question, my big one.
Yeah.
This is my fun one. This is for me.
Okay.
You're a storyteller, but if you were told that you could only tell one last story and be done telling stories specifically, what would that story be?
Wow. Why do I want to cry? That is, I'm like so emotional by just that question. Wow. I could tell one last story. I think it would be the story about my first date with Rand, which I've told before, but I think it would be that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've told that story so many times. But yeah, the story of how I met my husband is one of my favorite ones. So it would probably be that. But I want to cheat, and I want to say that I would tell the story of my relationship with my husband in real time, or, you know, like, and then, like, I have to keep telling it until that story ends. So, you know, like, but yeah, I think I would tell the story of my first date with Rand if I had one last story left to tell, which is funny because I basically told it in the book. So, but I don't know, for some reason that made me super emotional. That made me so sad to think about. Wow. I might need to reflect on that one. What's your answer? Do you have an answer to that?
It's funny because after almost 40 interviews, I've heard everybody's different answers. Mm-hmm. I've heard so many good ways to say that and what that would be. One of my favorite was I asked Al Gettler what his would be, and he said it would be whatever happened yesterday. I was like, what do you mean? Like, literally yesterday? He's like, no, whatever happened yesterday, because I'm always telling stories. So whatever happened yesterday impacted me in some way, I would tell that, whatever that was. Like, wow. They've all been incredible. And so I think for me, at this point, at this particular point, my answer would be, I would want to tell a story about what I've learned from talking to storytellers. I would want to take all of this information over 40 interviews or whatever, mm-hmm. and share one story about that with people to inspire and change their lives, mm-hmm. so that I could go out on a high note.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. And I think for me, like, so much of my life is around, so much of my life centers around, like, this love story that I have with my husband, right? So much of it, that if I only had one story left to tell, I just can't imagine that it would be anything but that one. Yeah.
I love it. That's powerful. And it shows me that it's okay to be a romantic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very cynical romantic, so it works, right? Like, I think I'm very realistic about it. I'm like, yeah. But what this reminds me of is there's a Donna Tartt book, and I can't remember the name of it, The Secret Society? Mm-hmm. But there's a line in it where he's telling a story, and he says something to the effect of, I realize, like, this is the story I'm telling because basically I've looked at my life and I realize there's no other story left to tell. Hmm. And I just thought that was such a powerful statement. I was like, wow. So,
yeah. That's a good one. I love it.
Yeah, I like
Thank
that
you
line.
So much. So even though you're only an aspiring storyteller, maybe you haven't told enough stories to be done yet, but if somebody said to you, Rand, you're done telling stories, what would your last story be that you'd want to go out on? What would that look like for you?
I mean, it would definitely be, it would definitely be the story of my sort of romance with Geraldine.
Yeah. Because
that is so far the thing that I am most proud of in my life, the thing that brings me the most joy. Yeah. And maybe a story that I haven't talked about very much.
That would be a good, I would listen to that story.
Yeah. That's a worthwhile story to tell.